everybody, this is Ebony. I'm back with another episode. First, I'm gonna start off with a joke. What do you call a boomerang that doesn't work? A stick. Pull up with the stick, hit your ass in the head. Pull up with the stick, hit your ass in the head. But anyway, this is another episode. I'm on season 3. I don't keep track of the episodes until I post them. Then I get the count or whatever, you know. Oh, that sounds so lovely. That sounds so lovely. I'm going to drink some pink Moscati. And I'm going to listen to that this weekend. Oh, when I get out of work tomorrow. Yeah, I'm still working just like everybody else. I guess I'm essential too. I'm essential, but I ain't finna go the other day because I'd be on that all night. But, and I gotta get this episode published. But, the title of this episode is, what do you do effortlessly? I asked this question May the 14th. Anything that you do effortlessly or that comes natural to you, that's something you ought to consider doing and, you know, just profiting, making a profit from, you know what I mean? I kind of want that. Okay, I'm glad he had kind of calmed down with the symphony, because, yeah, it's beautiful, but anyway, what do you do effortlessly? What do you do with the minimum amount of effort? Like me, I always give people information, and I'm always telling people stuff. And a lot of times, I was telling people, my information was falling on deaf ears. And I always carry a wealth of information with me, and I utilize, and then I try to tell other people, and it was like they didn't kill. So what I started doing, loud ass commercial. But excuse me. But so what I did was, I said, even to stop doing all this stuff for free. Like, everything I charge for now, I was doing it for free, whether it's proofreading. Recently I proofread a few things. I wrote a recommendation letter and stuff like that. You know, there's a lot of little things I do, and I stopped doing these things for free because it was like, you know, just you know, this your brand now. You know, now I write, I do resumes, fake credit, I help people come up with budgets. I got some planners on the way. I'm in the process of building my website right now. And my thing with the building of the website platform, I really didn't want a website with the company's tag on it. Like, if I sign up for Wix or WordPress, it'll say Emissary Group, that WordPress, blah blah blah. But I wasn't finna pay no $200-$300 for no website. But I was able to take advantage of a great deal where I paid like only a fraction of the $200-$300. So yeah, the website will be pumping out probably within the next week. And then within the website, you'll be able to book appointments with me. You'll be able to purchase planners and schedules, worksheets and stuff like that, financial worksheets for children and stuff, because we do need to teach our children to be financially literate as early as they start counting and talking. You know, teach them the value of a dollar. But I decided to bring what I do on a normal basis, because I always come to people and tell them this information or where to find this and then. I'm like, even what is it? I'm like, oh, give me about 15 minutes, and then, you know, and I come back with the information or whatever. Even when it comes to actual sales and deals on merchandise, like, I like having nice things, and I like name brand items, and I like quality items. So if I want some, I probably ain't gonna pay no arm and a leg for it, but I will try to find it on sale. you know. But anyway, what do you do effortlessly? What do you do that just comes natural to you, that you can create a brand out of, or just a little hustle? Because right now we are with this virus outbreak, is doing something to the culture, where we feel like things are in lacking. I want to let you know, it's no lacking anything. It's no lacking money, food, or resources. But sometimes when you panic, or you like how this virus going on, we start to get angry, and we'll be in stores fighting and stuff. We start to act like savages when we think it's a lack in something, or we're not going to get what we need for our families. So if I'm in the store and there's one case of water left, I'd be about to knock your head off, because I'm looking like, oh, my family needs the water. I ain't leaving out here empty-handed, you know what I mean? And we can't look at things like that, and we can't let the media scare us into thinking that we won't have any more resources. But figure out what you do that comes natural to you, that you do with no effort, like this song said. And it's crazy out here. But yeah, think about that. What do you do with no effort? Like, what do you do? Do you give people advice? I always thought about doing this. I used to want to have a hotline where people can call me and vent. Because you know how sometimes you want to get something off your chest, but you don't want to be judged for it. Like, I always wanted to start like a hotline where people can call and you can either vent or you can get advice. I always thought that was cool, but I ain't know how I was going to charge for it. So I wrote it down, but I never revisited it. And I do that with a lot of stuff. Some stuff I write down and I go back to it. Then some stuff I write it down and I just let it stay on paper. But yeah, that's crazy. I was like, how am I charged for this? But this was before I knew about, this was like before Cash App and all that was out. I was like, how am I charged them for letting them call me and vent? And then I had wanted to do this too. I had wanted to start like a hotline where you just call, and any information you need, you call me. I'm a live person, and I give you a minimum of at least three places or three resources where you can find whatever you need. You call me for anything, and you know, but of course Google and Bing out, so I don't know how that would have went if I would have did it. I think it's a number already for that. I think it's 411 or 211. But yeah, you call me and you be like, hey, I'm looking for this kind of car and blah blah blah, and where can I get it? I live in such and such. Or you call me and be like, hey, I'm trying to go back to school and this my major, but I want to have flexible classes and go online. But if I need to go in person, the school local. You know, you just give me a breakdown of your specifications of what you looking for, and I come back to you and I give you like three options, because I noticed that worked good for me, because it's so much information out here. And I'm a person like this. It's probably 100 apps that do the same thing. But if I run across a list of 5 or 10, that do my heart good, because it's like now I only got to research the ones that I seen on this list that was provided to me. And because I had got a list like that from one of my business partners. They sent me a list of like 5 apps. Because just like I said, it's so much information out here. And then you sorting through 100 or something, when somebody can shoot you a list of 5 or 10. And then narrow down your search and you pick between them. And them probably the top 5 or 10 anyway. But, yeah, there's a lot going on right now. But I'm hopeful that everything will be okay. I'm not 100% sure about everything going back to normal. I guess it'll be as normal as it can be after something like this, but I don't think it'll ever be how it was prior to this. But everybody just stay hopeful. Figure out what it is that you do with no effort. Put some things in place. Save your money. Invest your money. I don't know. Just do the best you can with what you got. We got a lot going on right now. But yeah, what do you do effortlessly? Get over there and read the comments. May 14th. That's when I ask this question. Thanks for listening, everybody. Y'all have a good one. Bye.